Micheál was very compulsed in everything that he did. Fantastic academically. Brilliant footballer, Gaelic footballer for Dorsey Emmets. Loved it, loved it. Farming was his second love to maths. Maths was his first love and farming was his second. Micheál was en route to the Balmoral show. So he was on the 14th of May and took a severe pain in his head. And from there, he was rushed to the Royal Victoria Hospital. And 2 hours later, downstairs, a specialist told him he had a lesion on his brain. If I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world? Put his hand over his forehead and he said, I wasn't expecting that.
Micheál, of course, the eldest of four boys. How did this affect his brothers?
Total devastation. It was just, they watched Micheál and how strong Micheál was. So to them, Micheál believed he could fight this, so they believed what Micheál
that
believed.
That gave them strength.
Yes. That was exactly the way it was. There was no going back from this now. Right, this is what we're dealing with now. Where do we go from here?
Where do we go from here? How did you find out about Cancer Fund for Children and Daisy Lodge?
Unfortunately, as I said, through Michael Passon, was put in contact with Lynn and she came out to visit Micheál and I in the house. And she was so lovely. Micheál was in the front room in the bedroom and was inviting us down to Daisy Lodge. So she was, and we were all excited. We were so excited. We didn't realise how rapid Micheál's cancer was going to affect him. We didn't realise how rapid the tumour was going to take over. And Micheál never got to Daisy Lodge. But we did.
Fidelma, can you tell us about the support the Cancer Fund for Children provide and how that helped you and your family?
Just their knowledge of what they do, you know, to help you as a family. And I've got to know Naomi, I've got to know Rachel, I've got to know Jane. You know, it just seems to be an ongoing, it's still a constant support. There's still a constant support.
Sure.
So they are. And I know if I ever needed to, I just lift the phone and I ring Lynn. She's fantastic.
I've been to Daisy Lodge. It is incredible. How would you describe it?
From the minute the doors opened, it was like a safe haven. We were surrounded by people that were in the same position as ourselves. So we didn't have to explain the fact that we had lost Micheál and the boys had lost a brother, because each other person there had lost somebody they loved. So they had this, it was like a security blanket put around you. It was amazing.
We're reaching out to our listeners and trying to encourage them to donate £5 a month. That money goes a long way. How did it help your family?
It was brilliant at the time because it was with just after Micheál's diagnosis, and it was for the oil to heat for the house. So it was, Micheál didn't really get the benefit, but we do as a family. Like, Micheál's diagnosis took Micheál's life, but as a family, we're being looked after now. Would you lie with me
and just forget the world? So there you go, it does make such a huge difference. Please sign up now to give £5 a month by texting the word 5 to 87080, and Cancer Fund for Children will call you back.